It's Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I talked about Anna Carolina, the girl the doctor said should be allowed to die, goes to school. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In today's blog, I want to focus again on the quality aspect when it comes to long-term ventilation and tracheostomy in a home care environment in order to provide a genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care. So today's blog post is the 10 quality features to look for when it comes to home ventilation and tracheostomy. When it comes to ventilation and tracheostomy in somebody's home as a genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care or ICU, you can't budge on quality, and you need to know what you're getting yourself into before you can make an informed decision when getting your loved one home safely on life support. We have many families in intensive care either as clients or contact us, and they think that they can just take their loved one home from ICU or pediatric ICU. They think they can do it themselves, only to find that it's too hard and too difficult, and they literally crash and burn, and their loved one is going back to ICU, making matters even worse for everyone. Taking your loved one home on a ventilator with tracheostomy from ICU or pediatric ICU is also often against medical advice, and I have more on that later. Other issues we are finding is that long-term ventilated and tracheostomized patients end up in LTAC or long-term acute care, or even worse, in nursing homes. Those options, unfortunately, are often the equivalent to a death sentence, because the mortality rates in long-term acute care and or nursing homes are very high, because they simply lack the skills, experience, and know-how in order to look after critically ill patients that are on life support, that are life support dependent. Therefore, in order to enable you to do your research and choose the right service providers when it comes to your loved one being on the verge of wanting to leave intensive care, you will need to equip yourself with the right knowledge and with the right team around your loved one transitioning home on ventilation with tracheostomy from ICU or pediatric ICU. So without further ado, let's look at the 10 quality features to look for when it comes to home ventilation and tracheostomy. So let's look at number one. Look for an organization that has experience in setting up intensive care at home and has a proven track record taking patients home from intensive care or pediatric intensive care safely. Very few organizations, if any, can take ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies home from ICU or pediatric ICU. It takes highly specialized skills, experience, know-how. It takes a quote-unquote can-do attitude and a level of sensitivity that most people and most organizations don't have. Intensive care in and of itself is a highly specialized and very sensitive area. And so is intensive care at home. For decades, and since the invention of intensive care or ICU, ventilated adults and children were ever meant to be looked after in hospital ICUs or pediatric ICU. This is now rapidly changing by organizations like ourselves, intensive care at home, proving that nothing could be further from the truth. We have taken many patients home directly from intensive care or ICU and pediatric ICU, and continue to do so. For more information, please read our case studies on our websites. Let's look at number two. Look for an organization that has a clear and proven plan when it comes to home ventilation and tracheostomy. Again, looking after your loved one on mechanical ventilation and tracheostomy takes specialized skills, experience, know-how, and a can-do attitude. I know that you and your family are looking for a transition home from intensive care that is frictionless. I know that having a loved one in ICU or pediatric ICU causes more than enough friction, and you don't need any more friction than you are already experiencing. Therefore, choose wisely and choose someone like intensive care at home and has a proven track record to successfully transitioning ventilated and tracheostomized adults and children home from intensive care. We work according to the evidence-based home mechanical ventilation guidelines, which gives a proven framework and also gives clear guidelines and evidence about the level of quality and sophistication required at home for services like intensive care at home. For example, when looking after ventilated patients on a tracheostomy at home, it exclusively requires ICU and pediatric ICU nurses with a minimum of 2 years ICU or pediatric ICU experience, ideally with a postgraduate critical care certificate or equivalent. Please check out our evidence-based mechanical home ventilation guidelines, where it clearly is evidence-based that only ICU and pediatric ICU nurses with a minimum of 2 years ICU or pediatric ICU experience can look after ventilated patients at home safely. Anything less than that, I can assure you, people don't know what they're doing and your loved one will be in danger. Number three, choose only accredited and certified services that are accredited for intensive care at home services. When we first started operating in 2014, we realized very quickly that there are some ventilated patients at home with tracheostomies that are looked after by non-ICU and non-ICU and non-pediatric ICU nurses, or even worse, they were looked after by support workers. The unfortunate reality of it is that these organizations are literally flying blind. They have no idea of what they're doing. This results in patients dying or being readmitted back to ICU and pediatric ICU on a frequent basis, defeating the purpose of taking them out of that environment in the first place. Looking after ventilated and tracheostomized adults and children requires the skills of ICU and pediatric ICU nurses with a minimum of 2 years ICU experience and with a critical care certificate. Everything beyond these skills is life-threatening for patients. It's like flying a plane without a pilot. You don't want to be on such a plane. Therefore, you need to look for third-party accredited services like intensive care at home so that your loved one can stay in a regulated environment that provides high-quality standards. High-quality standards need to be verified by independent third parties, and that's exactly what we do. We get accreditation services in our service every year, and they look at our business, they look at our service, they look at our clients, they look at our staff. We've got nothing to hide. Ask other organizations if they do the same. You'll find that they don't. As far as we know, and at the time of me shooting this video, which is in November 2019, no other organization has achieved third-party accreditation for intensive care at home. No other organization has built more intellectual property in this space than we have at intensive care at home. Again, find out more about our accreditation and quality standards by clicking on the link on our website to accreditation and quality. Number four, look for an organization that is reliable and has integrity. Well, this should go without saying. However, once again, just like I explained in number three, many organizations don't know what they're doing when it comes to mechanical ventilation and tracheostomy in the home. This starts from having a fully covered 24/7 nursing roster with a backup plan, and it continues on an integrity level. Providing a 24/7 roster in a home care environment takes effort and integrity, and very few organizations have it. When we first started out, we started with a client that was looked after in the community on a ventilator with tracheostomy. This client was looked after by a mixture of non-ICU trained nurses and support workers. Therefore, the client had weekly ICU readmissions, either because the general and non-ICU trained nurses and the support workers was simply lacking the clinical skills to look after the patient, and the client also went back to ICU because of no staff. Think about this. A support worker might as well stock shelves in a supermarket rather than looking after someone needing ICU or pediatric ICU level of care for the same amount of money without having somebody's life in their hands. Number five, look for an organization that exclusively works with ICU and pediatric ICU nurses in order to facilitate ICU at home. Just like I mentioned in number two, where I made reference to our evidence-based mechanical home ventilation guidelines, ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies exclusively need the skill of intensive care nurses that have worked in ICU and pediatric ICU for a minimum of 2 years, and they also should have a postgraduate critical care certificate or equivalent. Anything less than having ICU or pediatric ICU nurses look after your loved one on a ventilator is putting their life at risk and will result in hospital readmissions or even death, period. Your loved one will exclusively have ICU nurses look after them in ICU, so why would anyone change this outside of ICU if the clinical requirements are the same? If organizations claim they can provide this service without ICU or pediatric ICU nurses, they are run by non-clinical people and they're usually driven by greed and their profit margins. They don't know what it takes to look after this highly vulnerable patient population at home on ventilation and tracheostomy. Those organizations put money before lives. Intensive care at home is run by intensive care professionals, and surely we need to make a profit to stay in business, but our clients and their needs are first and foremost. Number six, look for an organization that can advocate for you and your loved one. Many intensive care units still claim that intensive care at home can't be done and that there is no funding for it. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, as we have proven over and over again. You may wonder, how did we get there? Well, simply by advocating for our clients. We know that we can safely take our clients home from ICU and pediatric ICU, and we also know the value of our service. We're cutting the cost of a $5,000 to $6,000 per bed day ICU and pediatric ICU bed by 50%, and therefore we're creating a win-win situation. Health funding agencies have an interest in that. We therefore have helped many families in intensive care to access third-party funding they thought was not accessible to them, and we've done that by simply advocating to them for them. Number seven. Look for readmission rates back to intensive care when it comes to mechanical home ventilation with tracheostomy. Just like I mentioned in number four, and like it's documented in our mechanical home ventilation guidelines, you can only provide intensive care at home services to ventilated and tracheostomized adults and children with ICU and pediatric ICU nurses with a minimum of 2 years ICU and pediatric ICU experience with a postgraduate critical care qualification. If anyone provides services below the evidence-based recommendation and guidelines, they're putting clients and patients at risk. They're having multiple readmissions back to ICU and pediatric ICU. This makes sense given that ventilation and tracheostomy requires the skills of ICU and pediatric ICU nurses. Again, we know from experience that few organizations that provide services below what's clinically recommended and what's clinically safe have high readmission rates back to ICU and pediatric ICU. You can have a look at one of our case studies in particular, one of our clients, how we stopped readmissions to ICU to zero in the past, and we did that from day one. Go and check out the case study. It's in a link below this video in the written version of this blog. Number eight. Look at a proven track record to weaning ventilation and tracheostomy at home. The overwhelming majority of patients in intensive care need a ventilator temporarily. Most patients at home need a ventilator for the rest of their lives, but certainly not all of them. Again, we also have experience in having patients weaned off ventilation and tracheostomy at home, rather than being weaned off ventilation and tracheostomy in ICU or pediatric ICU. We can wean your loved one off it at home if the clinical condition allows. For example, conditions like Guillain-Barré syndrome don't require a 6 to 12 month ICU stay or ICU admission. The weaning process can be done at home as well. Again, have a look at a case study of one of our clients where we weaned them off a tracheostomy at home. And if your loved one is going home for end-of-life care, make sure the organization you're engaging with has experience in end-of-life care for ICU and pediatric ICU patients as well. Intensive care at home has experience in end-of-life care or palliative care at home for ICU and pediatric ICU patients. Have a look at our services and another case study again where we showcase those situations. Number 9. Look at signs that quality of life can be provided at home that is not possible in ICU or intensive care. So when long-term ventilated adults and children are stuck in ICU and pediatric ICU, all they want is to go home, and we understand that. The comfort of one's home can never be replaced anywhere else. But besides leaving ICU and pediatric ICU and going home, what else can be provided at home that hospital ICUs can't provide? Well, the answer is simple. Look at what quality of life is possible at home. For example, can children go back to kindergarten or school? Can adults potentially go back to work or at least work from home? This is all achievable with the right support structure, and no intensive care unit can provide more than clinical care. Intensive care at home can provide the clinical care as well as the quality of life aspect of care that cannot be provided in a sterile ICU or pediatric ICU environment. And last but not least, number 10, look for an organization that is run by intensive care professionals and not by business people. Some organizations that are run by big business conglomerates also provide services for ventilated patients at home. This is dangerous, like I mentioned and showcased in number 3. They are organizations that operate with non-ICU trained nurses or even worse, with support workers. They do this to maximize their profit margins without knowing what's clinically required for patients on ventilation with tracheostomies. In order to safely provide intensive care at home services for ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies, you need ICU or pediatric ICU nurses with a minimum of 2 years ICU or pediatric ICU experience, ideally with a postgraduate critical care certificate. This is more expensive than general and non-ICU trained nurses, and it's also more expensive than support workers. Intensive care at home is still by far more cost effective compared to the $5,000 to $6,000 per bed day ICU bed, and it's clinically safe as per the, again, home mechanical ventilation guidelines. Therefore, looking after mechanically ventilated patients with tracheostomies takes a team of ICU and pediatric ICU nurses and nothing less. And don't forget, you will need people that can advocate for you and for your loved one, just like I mentioned in number 6. So don't fall prey for the big corporates driven by greed who are run by business people not knowing and understanding what's clinically required for your loved one. Look for services like intensive care at home that is run by a group of intensive care professionals. If you want to find out how we can help you to get your loved one out of intensive care, including palliative care or long-term acute care, or also we can help you get your loved one out of a nursing home, or if you find that you have insufficient support for your loved one at home on a ventilator, if you want to know how to get funding for our service, or if you have any questions, please send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com. That's Patrick, just with a K at the end, or call me on one of the numbers on the top of the website. Also, have a look at our career section. If you are an ICU nurse with a minimum of 2 years ICU experience. We are hiring for clients in the Melbourne metropolitan area, in the northern suburbs, Mornington Peninsula, and in South Gippsland, Victoria. We are an NDIS, TAC, and DVA approved community service provider in Australia.